91X News.
It's minus 1 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Missy Shepherd. Ontario has created a new way of combating contraband tobacco in the province. Cam Kennedy has the story.
A new contraband tobacco enforcement team has been created to help minimize the amount of contraband tobacco circulating in Ontario. The team, which began operations on December 1st of last year, consists of members of the Ontario Provincial Police, according to Sergeant Peter Leon.
It consists of one sergeant, four OPP detective constables.
The investigative team, based out of the OPP's general headquarters in Orillia, will be a mobile team, Leon said.
Their work will include, obviously, traveling to various parts of the province to deal with issues involving contraband tobacco.
While contraband tobacco is a big issue in itself, Leon says it can also lead to bigger problems.
Contraband tobacco is closely linked to smuggling and organized crime. So basically, they are an investigative team that has been assembled to deal with this issue and concern.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police estimates that 175 criminal organizations are involved in the smuggling of contraband tobacco in Canada. Since 2008, the Ministry of Finance has seized more than 252 million contraband cigarettes. Cam Kennedy, QNET News, Belleville.
It's Bell Let's Talk Day, which means that for every tweet, text, call, or share using Bell or the hashtag BellLet'sTalk, 5 cents will be donated towards mental health initiatives. QNET News talked to students at Loyalist College today to hear what they have to say about mental health.
It's important to talk about mental health to stop the stigma behind it and make other people feel more comfortable about talking about, you know, what they need to talk about.
Getting the word out there, getting more normalized around mental health is a great idea. It's something that we need.
I feel like it's been in the dark for so long and so many people feel ashamed and they don't have a way out, and being able to have someone to talk to is really important.
It's good to talk about mental health because many people, you know, don't even know they have mental health, or they don't want to be treated for mental health, thinking that there's nothing wrong with them.
I myself have suffered from mental health illnesses for a while now, and a lot of my friends, they suffer from it as well. And it's a great way of bringing awareness towards the stigma.
So far, the Bell Let's Talk campaign has surpassed over 65 million interactions. The Hastings Prince Edward Lung Association are on the lookout for workplace champions for their annual tulip fundraisers. These workplace champions are public volunteers that will collect tulip orders from their colleagues and peers. Their reward for participating? A chance to win prizes at the end of the event. Special events coordinator Lola McMurder believes everyone has a reason to participate.
It's for a good cause. It supports the Lung Association, and everybody has to breathe. You know, breathing is important. You can't live very long without breathing. So it's just a good way to support the Lung Association and get something in return.
She also said the association plans to reach this year's goal of $10,988.
Belleville in Trenton, Picton does exceptionally well. We had last year raised just over $11,000 in tulips, so I actually ended up going to Kingston and borrowing some of their tulips, or taking some of their tulips because I had run out.
This is the 19th year the province-wide fundraiser has ran. The Grind Cafe in Trenton is hosting an acoustic performance by two lead performers from a hardcore rock band this Friday night. Nikolai Karpinski has the story.
That was a sample from We Want Rock, a recently released single by the local hardcore rock band Fingers Crossed. The lead performers of the band, Brandon Welling, and his wife, Shanda Machula, are performing live at the Grind Cafe this Friday night. Welling says they often sing together at home.
I'll be sitting there playing and singing something, and she doesn't even know what I'm singing, and she'll just put backup vocals in it and come sit with me and put her input in on it.
Welling is also an accomplished songwriter. He says he usually starts with the chorus.
I'll be playing around on the guitar, and I'll come up with something cool. And then on that riff, I'll have a good chorus line or a couple lines.
Friday's show starts at 7 p.m. and ends at 9. Nikolai Karpinski, QNET News, Belleville.
A Texas father who was accused of theft after he confiscated his 12-year-old daughter's cell phone over an inappropriate text, has been acquitted of the misdemeanor charge. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
The incident happened over 2 years ago when Ronald Jackson caught his 12-year-old daughter sending dirty text messages and took away her phone. The girl told her mother, Michelle Steppe.
I can't sit here and tell my daughter that it's okay for someone to take property from another person.
She filed criminal charges and officers were soon at Jackson's door demanding the phone.
At that point, I decided the police don't interfere with my ability to parent my daughter.
Jackson asked for a jury trial and this week was cleared of wrongdoing. Taking away your child's phone as punishment, says the judge, does not constitute theft. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And finally, one of the most popular recording artists in the world, Rihanna, released new music today, including a new song featuring Canadian rapper Drake. ABC's David Blaustein has more.
She's back for real. Not long after Rihanna suggested on Twitter that her long-awaited album Anti was completed, we've got the first single. This song is called Work, and it features Drake. The single art, which Rihanna tweeted, is a topless shot of Rihanna, her arms covering her chest and her hands covering her face, smiling. It appears to be available only on the music service Tidal for the moment. There's still no official release date for Anti. David Blaustein, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X 2406. Sports is next.
With the holiday season over, it might be hard to get back into your usual routine. Mark Snow Frills is here to lend a helping hand with quality brand name products at the best prices. Also, be sure to check out their amazing deals on high quality no-name brand. From soup to nuts, they have it all. With great deals on great products, Mark should be your one-stop shop for everything this year. Mark Snow Frills, Bell Boulevard, across from the Quinte Mall. Mark Snow Frills, lowered and locked prices on your favorite brands.
QNET Sports, it's been close to a year now since the Belleville Bulls left their home at Yardsman Arena to play for Hamilton as the Hamilton Bulldogs. So how has the big move been for the team? Mo Cranker has the story.
It's been almost 1 year since Belleville lost its Ontario Hockey League team, the Bulls. George Burnett coached the Bulls for 11 seasons before he moved to Hamilton last year to continue his job with the Bulldogs. He said the continued fan support from Belleville has been special for the club.
The people that we still continue to see on the road, and particularly in Kingston or Ottawa, Oshawa, Peterborough, even in our own building, there's a number of Bulls jerseys there. So those folks, it's special to reconnect with them.
Michael Cramarosa spent 3 years with the Bulls, and he said he's really enjoying life in Hamilton. But the transition was not an easy one.
It's obviously tough. I've been in Belleville for 3 years, and it was really tough for me to leave. But Hamilton's been great so far. A lot of great things have happened.
The Bulldogs find themselves on the outside looking in right now, but sit just 2 points back of the eighth and final playoff spot in the OHL's Eastern Conference. Mo Cranker, QNET News, Belleville.
Loyalist outside hitter Ben Hoftizer has been named the OCAA's Men's Volleyball Player of the Week. The three-year member of the Lancers men's team led Loyalist to a crucial win over George Brown on January 20th, which helped keep the team on track for the playoffs. He currently leads all Ontario College men's volleyball players in kills, with 206 so far this season. He'll be one of 28 Loyalist athletes receiving an athletic scholarship. Several members of the University of Ottawa's hockey team say a court filing by the school has once again smeared them through murky and salacious accusations. The members are suing the university for purported damages. They're damaging their reputation by suspending the entire hockey program in March 2014 after allegations of sexual assault surfaced. Two other team players were later charged with sexually assaulting a female student at Lakehead University in Thunder Bay. The university says in a statement in defense that it acted carefully and reasonably in deciding to suspend the hockey program. The Calgary Flames play their last game before the NHL All-Star break when they host the Nashville Predators tonight. Calgary won their first meeting between the teams this season with a 2-1 overtime victory on December 15th. Also tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs visit Tampa Bay. Kyle Lowry is still bothered by a sore left wrist and is questionable for the Toronto Raptors game against the visiting New York Knicks tomorrow. The All-Star guard didn't practice today after hurting his wrist in last night's 106-89 win over the Washington Wizards. Coach Dwayne Casey says Lowry was held out of practice as a precaution. The red-hot Raptors are riding a 9-game winning streak. Send us your team or league scores. Email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And as for weather, don't expect the weather to drop anytime soon. QNET reporter William Prow has the weekly forecast.
More mild weather is in store for the Belleville and Quinte regions for the next week or so. The sun is expected to shine into the evening tonight with a mix of sun and cloud. Tonight's high is zero. Tomorrow we are looking at some potential flurries that could amount to as much as 2 centimeters. Slower winds are expected for tomorrow, and the high is going to be -3. Friday will be at -2, and flurries are expected. The weekend will see more snow flurries on both Saturday and Sunday with a high of -2 for both days. The weather is expected to stay mild deep into next week. That's the weekly forecast for Belleville. For QNET News, I'm William Peru.
At 410, it's -1. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm S.E. Shepherd. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.